Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome to your personalized deep dive. You know, you sent over a ton of stuff about Samsung,
Yeah.
transcripts, business reports, presentations.
A lot of information.
And we're here to dig in and unearth the fascinating insights.
Absolutely. It's really a fascinating look at how Samsung is positioning itself in the tech world.
For sure.
Not just looking at their numbers,
right,
but how they're strategizing across all these different you know, sectors they work in.
Absolutely.
Semiconductors, displays, and even how they're putting AI into
their Galaxy line.
Yeah, the Galaxy products.
Okay.
It's really fascinating.
Out of all this material, what really jumped out at you?
I think the big story here is that Samsung is on a roll.
Okay.
Their net profit for Q3 2024 is up 13% year over year.
13%. That's huge.
It's a big jump.
Yeah.
But the really interesting part is what's driving that growth.
Okay, break it down for me. Where's the magic happening?
I think a big part of the story is their semiconductor division. Specifically, their focus on high value added products, high bandwidth memory, or HBM.
It's HBM
is really the star performer here.
Oh.
Sales are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Over 70%.
70%. That's incredible.
No, that's not just growth, that's an explosion.
It's massive.
Yeah.
So why is HBM so hot right now?
It's all about AI.
Wow.
HBM is designed for the massive data crunching that AI applications require.
Oh, I see.
And Samsung's bet on HBM, particularly their latest generation, HBM 3E, is really paying off big time.
Wow.
It shows that they're really strategically aligning themselves with the future of computing.
So they're not just riding the AI wave, they're building the surfboard.
Exactly.
But you mentioned this is only part of their success story.
Right.
What else is contributing to those impressive profits?
Well, they're also seeing strong growth in server SSD sales for data centers.
Oh, okay.
Which, again, points to their savvy positioning in the high-performance computing market.
I see.
And we can't forget about their premium product strategy.
Their high-end mobile phones and displays are commanding strong sales.
Right.
Even in a somewhat shaky global economy.
It sounds like they're firing on all cylinders.
I are.
Okay, but let's go a little deeper on the semiconductor story.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
there's a lot to unpack there.
There's a lot of complexity there.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the memory market is dynamic.
Yes.
What does that mean for Samsung?
Well, they're facing some headwinds.
So?
Demand for mobile and PC memory is softening.
Right.
Which is a challenge.
Yeah.
Plus, you have Chinese memory makers.
Mm-hmm.
Ramping up production.
Okay.
Which could lead to price pressure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So how are they navigating these challenges?
I think they're playing it smart.
Okay.
They're laser focused on cutting edge memory technologies.
Like
HBM and DDR5.
Mm-hmm.
To cater to that high performance computing and AI sectors where demand is really booming.
And where the growth is.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
And they're being very strategic about inventory management, especially for older products to maximize profitability and avoid getting stuck with obsolete stock.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Adapt or get left behind.
Exactly.
But let's talk about that HBM success story a little more.
Okay.
We saw their latest generation, HBM 3E, is already in mass production.
Yeah.
What's the outlook there?
I think it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Okay.
They are projecting that HBM 3E will account for 50% of their HBM sales by Q4.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Huh?
But they did experience some initial supply chain hiccups.
Oh.
With a major customer.
Interesting.
Although those have been resolved now.
Okay.
But
right.
They are already working on enhanced versions for next generation GPUs.
Oh, wow. So they're already thinking ahead.
Always thinking ahead.
That's incredible.
Scheduled for release in the first half of 2025.
I see.
Yeah.
So they're sprinting ahead in this memory race.
Right.
But what about their other big play in semiconductors?
Right.
Their foundry business.
Yeah.
How's that faring in this complex landscape?
It's facing a similar dynamic to the memory market.
Okay.
Demand for advanced foundry technologies driven by HPC and AI is strong.
Okay.
However, they are seeing the same softness in mobile and PC segments,
right?
That's impacting memory.
Yeah.
So it's really a tale of two markets.
A tale of two markets.
Yeah.
So what's Samsung's strategy for staying competitive in the foundry business?
I think it's all about efficiency and agility.
Okay.
They're focusing on converting existing production lines to more advanced processes, which allows them to meet the demand for cutting-edge chips while also optimizing their operations.
So they're trying to do more with what they've got.
Exactly.
It seems like they're constantly adapting and innovating in the semiconductor world.
Absolutely.
But let's shift gears and talk about their Galaxy ecosystem.
Yeah.
They're really pushing this idea of a Galaxy AI experience.
Right.
Can you shed some light on what that actually means?
It's their vision for a future where AI is seamlessly integrated into all aspects of their Galaxy products.
Okay.
From smartphones and tablets to wearables and even home appliances.
So it's more than just a few AI-powered features.
It's much more than that.
Sprinkled in here and there.
Yes.
They're really aiming for something.
They're aiming for deep, fundamental integration.
Yeah.
That transforms how we interact with technology.
Okay.
For example, they're making a big push with their flagship Galaxy S25 smartphone.
I see.
Promising an even more complete Galaxy AI experience.
So what does that even mean? What's the vision for AI on a smartphone?
Yeah.
Is it just a better voice assistant, or is there something bigger going on?
I think it's about creating a device that anticipates your needs.
Right.
Learns your preferences and seamlessly adapts to your lifestyle.
Wow.
They're also pushing AI innovation in their foldable phones,
which
is a market where they're already a leader.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're developing AI algorithms specifically optimized for the unique features and capabilities of foldables.
So AI that adapts to the form factor.
Yes.
Not just the operating system.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But this Galaxy AI experience seems to go beyond just phones, right?
It does.
What about their broader ecosystem of devices?
You're right. They're not stopping at smartphones.
Okay.
They want to bring that enhanced AI experience to their tablets, wearables, and PCs.
Okay.
Creating a truly interconnected and intelligent ecosystem.
That's a bold ambition.
It is.
But what's the foundation of this AI-powered future that they're building?
Right.
How do they plan to pull it off?
Their SmartThings platform is a key piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
It already boasts a massive user base of 360 million people.
Wow.
And they're leveraging that foundation to create what they call their AI home vision.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this AI home vision.
Okay.
What exactly does it entail, and how does it tie into their overall Galaxy AI strategy?
It's essentially about creating a home environment where AI anticipates your needs and makes your life easier, safer, and more efficient.
Right.
They're focusing on three key areas.
Okay.
Security, convenience,
yep.
and energy savings.
Okay, let's start with security.
Sure.
How does AI enhance security in the home?
Well, their Knox Matrix technology is really central to this.
Okay.
It creates what they call a trust chain for all the devices.
Trust chain.
Yeah.
Can you unpack that a bit? What does that mean in practical terms?
Think of it as a security system that verifies the identity and integrity of each device in your home.
Right.
Ensuring that only trusted devices can access your data and control your smart home functions.
Yeah, that's smart.
They've also extended their support technology to cover all their products.
Oh, wow.
From mobile to TVs to home appliances.
So it's about creating a secure ecosystem.
It is.
Not just securing individual devices.
Exactly.
Okay, but what about convenience?
Right.
How does AI play a role in making our homes more convenient?
Imagine this. You buy a new Samsung TV. You bring it home, and it automatically connects to your Wi-Fi and your SmartThings network.
Yeah.
Without you having to lift a finger.
Right.
That's the kind of seamless experience they're striving for.
That sounds very convenient.
It is.
But how exactly does AI enable that kind of automatic setup?
It's thanks to a technology they call Calm Onboarding.
Okay.
This AI-powered feature recognizes new devices.
Oh, cool.
And seamlessly integrates them into your SmartThings ecosystem.
So AI takes care of the tech headaches.
It does.
What about energy savings?
Right.
How does AI contribute to a more energy efficient home?
It's all about smart automation.
Okay.
For example, your SmartThings system could detect when you leave the house and automatically adjust the thermostat, turn off lights, and power down devices that aren't in use.
So saving energy and money.
Exactly.
Without us even having to think about it.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It is.
But our security, convenience, and energy savings.
Yeah.
The only areas where they're exploring AI in the home?
Not at all.
Oh.
They're also looking at AI applications for health and well-being.
Okay.
Like imagine AI-powered features that monitor your sleep, track your health metrics, and even offer personalized diet coaching.
So AI is becoming like a...
like a personal health guru.
Personal health guru.
Yeah. They're even testing
a
fascinating feature.
What is it?
Called Family Care.
Okay.
That analyzes the device usage patterns of elderly parents or others under your care.
Interesting.
Allowing you to remotely check on their well-being.
Oh, wow.
There's also a kid care feature in development.
Oh, okay.
For keeping an eye on the younger ones.
That's fascinating.
It is.
Wow. The potential applications of AI in the home seem limitless.
That's incredible.
But let's step back from the AI home vision for a moment and talk about their display business.
Sure.
That's a fiercely competitive market, right?
Absolutely. They're facing intense competition.
Yeah.
Which could put pressure on their profit margins.
Right.
But they're not backing down.
So how are they planning to stay ahead of the curve
in
the display market?
They're investing heavily in new fabrication plants.
Okay.
For mobile displays.
Right.
To keep up with the insatiable demand.
Makes sense.
They're also upgrading their production lines to stay at the forefront of display technology.
Okay, let's take a break.
We're back.
It sounds like they're playing the long game in the display market.
Absolutely.
But all this innovation and expansion must require some serious cash.
Right.
What's their plan for capital expenditures?
Well, they've announced a projected CapEx of KRW 60.7 trillion.
KRW 56.7 trillion.
For 2024.
Wow.
That's a hefty sum.
That is a lot of money.
It is, and it really reveals a lot about their priorities.
Okay, so let's break down those numbers.
Yeah.
Where are they allocating the bulk of that investment?
A significant portion is going to their device solutions division.
Okay.
Which encompasses their semiconductor and foundry businesses.
Right.
They've actually slightly decreased investments in that division.
Oh, really?
Compared to last year.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You'd think with all the success they're seeing in semiconductors, they'd be doubling down.
Yeah.
Why the slight pullback?
I think it's a matter of focus.
Okay.
While they are still heavily investing
in
advanced memory technologies like HBM and DDR5,
mm-hmm.
they're also shifting resources towards optimizing their existing foundry lines.
I see.
For greater efficiency.
Right.
Remember, they're converting those lines
to
more advanced processes to meet the demand for those cutting edge chips.
So it's not about cutting back.
No.
It's about
strategic reallocation.
Right.
To maximize their return on investment.
To get the most bang for their buck.
Exactly.
What about their display division?
Yeah.
Are they increasing investments there?
They are.
To keep pace with the competition.
Yes.
It sounds like they're pouring more resources into new fabs for mobile displays.
Yeah.
And upgrading their existing production lines to stay ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
So it's all about strategically balancing their investments across these different business units.
It is.
But let's not forget about the shareholders.
Yeah.
What's the news on dividends?
Good news on that front.
Okay.
Their total dividend distribution for 2024 will be KRW 9.8 trillion.
That's a healthy payout.
It is.
It sounds like Samsung is in a strong financial position.
Yeah.
Despite the challenges they're facing in certain markets.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, beyond the numbers.
Yeah.
What really strikes me in these documents is how Samsung is anticipating and adapting to this rapidly evolving tech world.
Absolutely.
They're not just reacting to trends.
No.
They're actively shaping the future.
I think their embrace of AI is a prime example.
Yeah.
They're not just adding AI features as a gimmick.
It's not just a checkbox.
Right.
They're building a whole ecosystem around it.
They are.
Right? That Galaxy AI
experience
you keep talking about,
mm-hmm.
it suggests a fundamental shift.
I think so.
In how we'll interact with technology.
Yeah. I agree.
It's not just about better voice assistants,
right,
or smarter cameras.
It's much bigger than that.
It's about creating devices that learn our preferences.
Yes.
Anticipate our needs.
Yeah.
And seamlessly integrate into our lives.
Right.
And it's not limited to smartphones.
No, it's not.
Their AI home vision,
right,
extends this philosophy to our living spaces.
It does.
Using AI to enhance,
yeah,
security, convenience,
mm-hmm,
energy efficiency, and even our health and well-being.
It's really remarkable.
It's like they're building the infrastructure for a future.
Yeah.
Where technology just fades into the background.
Right.
And just works intuitively.
Works the way it should.
Enhancing our lives without us having to constantly manage it.
Right, exactly.
But this raises some interesting questions, doesn't it?
It does.
As AI becomes more deeply embedded in our lives,
yeah,
how will it change our expectations,
right,
of consumer electronics?
That's a great question.
Will AI-powered personalization and automation become the new standard?
Possibly.
What features will consumers demand,
yeah,
as AI becomes more sophisticated?
Right.
These are the questions that Samsung seems to be grappling with.
I think so.
As they develop their Galaxy AI ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're betting on AI,
mm-hmm,
becoming as ubiquitous as electricity.
I can see that.
Something we rely on without even thinking about it.
Right.
And their track record suggests they might be right.
Yeah.
I mean, they were early to embrace foldable phones.
Yeah, they were.
They're pushing the boundaries in semiconductor technology.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going all in on AI.
Yeah, they are.
It makes you wonder.
It does.
What other surprises they have up their sleeve?
What's next?
I think what makes Samsung so fascinating,
mm,
is that they're not afraid to experiment.
They're not.
And push the boundaries of what's possible.
They're always innovating.
They're constantly looking for ways,
yeah,
to create new value for their customers.
Absolutely.
And their focus on AI suggests they're just getting started.
I think you're right.
This deep dive has given us a glimpse,
yeah,
into their current strategy,
mm,
and their vision for the future.
It has.
But it's also sparked,
yeah,
a whole new set of questions,
yeah,
about,
yeah,
the role of AI in our lives.
Right, exactly.
One thing that wasn't explicitly discussed in these documents,
okay,
but that I think deserves further consideration.
What's that?
Is the potential impact,
okay,
of AI on consumer privacy.
That's a huge question.
It is a big one. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives,
right,
it's crucial to think about,
yeah,
how our data is being used.
Mm-hmm.
And protected.
Absolutely.
Samsung does emphasize security.
They do.
Especially with their Knox Matrix technology,
yeah,
for their AI-powered homes.
Right.
But as AI systems gather more data about our habits,
mm-hmm,
preferences,
right,
and even our health.
That's a lot of information.
We need to be vigilant.
We do.
About ensuring that data is handled responsibly.
Absolutely. It's a valid concern. Mm. Transparency and control are paramount.
Yeah, consumers need to understand how their data is being used.
Exactly.
And have the ability to make informed choices about what they're willing to share.
Right, and companies like Samsung have a responsibility,
yeah,
to be upfront about their data practices,
right,
and give users meaningful control,
yeah,
over their privacy settings.
It's a complex challenge.
It is.
But it's one that we need to address head on.
Absolutely.
If we want to fully realize the potential of AI.
Yeah.
While safeguarding our fundamental rights.
For sure.
This deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
It's clear that Samsung is a company.
Yeah.
At the forefront of innovation.
Absolutely.
And their focus on AI,
mm-hmm,
suggests they're playing a key role in shaping the future of technology.
They are.
But it's also reminded us,
right,
that technology is not a neutral force.
No, it's not.
It's shaped by the choices we make.
Yeah.
Both as individuals and as a society.
Exactly.
And it has the power to influence our lives in profound ways.
For sure.
As we move forward into this exciting new era of AI,
yeah,
let's remember to stay informed.
Absolutely.
Ask questions and demand responsible innovation.
Yes, we need to be active participants,
right,
in shaping the future of technology.
Not just passive consumers.
Exactly. We've uncovered some valuable insights.
We have.
Into Samsung's strategy, their innovations, and their vision for the future.
And their vision for the future.
But perhaps even more importantly, we've highlighted the broader questions,
right,
we need to grapple with as AI becomes more deeply embedded in our lives.
Questions about privacy, ethics,
mm-hmm,
and the kind of future we want to create.
Exactly. It's a conversation that needs to happen,
yeah,
across all levels of society.
Across all levels.
From consumers and tech companies,
right,
to policymakers and researchers.
This deep dive has been a fascinating journey.
It has.
And we hope it sparked,
yeah,
some thought-provoking conversations for you as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration.
Yes, thank you.
Of Samsung's world. and the future of AI.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep shaping the future you want to see.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.